Forever chemicals, known as PFAS, could be leaching into the Brisbane River at alarming levels from an industrial facility in Eagle Farm. The Chevron fuel terminal in the north of the river system was recorded to have far higher levels of forever chemicals than ecological guidelines permit, and has a high likelihood of polluting the surrounding environment. A government report detailed how Brisbane River contamination had not properly been identified, but is understood that a type of now banned firefighting foam used at the fuel facility may have contributed. As well, a federal MP and potential criminal witness in Ben Robert Smith's war crime case was accused of being a traitor by the accused soldier's girlfriend. Andrew Hastie MP had made a post about his own presence at an Anzac Day ceremony on Saturday, under which Robert Smith's girlfriend, Sarah Mottolin, commented calling him a traitor and had betrayed BWS. BRS. The post was also sledged by ex-Liberal Party staffer Bruce Lerman, who claimed Hastie's betrayal would not be forgotten.
In national news, an undisclosed number of Australian Bushmaster armoured vehicles are being sent to the Netherlands following a request by the Dutch government. The sale comes as the Australian government commits $1.2 billion towards 268 new Bushmasters, as well as upgraded army trucks and smaller Hawkeye tactical vehicles. Defence Minister Richard Marles said, quote, "The Australian-built Bushmaster and Hawkeye are recognised as world-leading protected mobility vehicles, supporting not just the Australian Defence Force, but the Defence Force of our international partners as well." Bushmasters have attracted significant international attention after the Australian government gifted more than 100 to Ukraine to use against Russia. Meanwhile, RSL Australia National President Peter Tinley said the Veterans League would review its Welcome to Country guidelines after Indigenous elders and veterans were booed during Anzac Day services across the country. Military leaders and politicians were quick to condemn the behaviour at commemorations in Melbourne, Perth and Sydney, with one person charged over a disturbance at the Ladder Dawn service. It comes as the Indigenous veteran and elder who was booed at Sydney's Anzac Day Dawn service voiced his concern at the RSL's decision to review the policy, worried it could lead to the policy being watered down or even scrapped in some parts of Australia. Uncle Ray Minicon was subjected to more than a minute of heckling while giving his acknowledgement of country address, with similar scenes playing out in Melbourne and Perth. Uncle Ray has called on the RSL to take a stronger stance on the policy, saying it otherwise risks validating the behaviour of the hecklers.
In international news, by harnessing copper oxide catalysts and plasma, colloquially known as bottled lightning, chemists have discovered a new way to turn natural gas or methane into liquid fuel, or methanol. The new method bypasses the extreme heat and high pressures required for current industrial processes, which blast apart methane and rebuild it as a methanol in a multi-step process. While the current method is reliable, it's energy intensive and emits millions of tons of carbon dioxide per year globally. If scaled, the plasma-driven system could enable smaller distributed facilities that use electricity to convert methane into liquid fuels. It's a promising sign for a more sustainable future. Now for your weather today. Brisbane is mostly cloudy with an expected chance of showers later today. So bring an umbrella if you're going out. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Thanks for that. Now Mac, I'm a little bit concerned about your health. So I wanted to explain to a psychological theory to you, a Freudian slip, right, or a parapraxis. I can't even say that. Mm. That's why we call it a Freudian slip. It's an unintentional error in speech, memory, or physical action that is believed to reveal repressed, unconscious desires, thoughts or anxieties.
What does that say about me?
You're going to the pub this afternoon, aren't you?
I heard that
BWS in there, and it wasn't getting past me.
Oh no, it's been revealed.
No, thank you. It's an easy mistake to make. I'm just picking on you there.
I'm just feeling a little bit thirsty after that.
A thirst that water can't quench, I'm sure.
Of course.
Well, thank you for that. We'll see you again at 11 a.m. with more sensational news.
Looking forward to it.
We'll see you then. In the meantime, we'll go to a track here on Workers Power on 4ZZZ.
There's going to be some foul language coming up. Tune out now if you cannot deal with it, mate. Sorry, not sorry.
Is my favorite delusion. Maximize your potential, stop burning your utensils. The rock and roll illusion is my favorite delusion. Maximize your potential, stop burning your utensils. You're my dirty little dolphin. You're my dirty little.
Drums.com.au.